由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
It is always a great encouragement for us to know that you are tuned in to this broadcast.
每次知道大家在收听天路导向的时候，我们都是非常高兴的。
And we always love to hear from you and know how this broadcast is blessing your life.
我们同时都很想知道究竟上帝是怎样借着这个节目来赐福给你。如果你想和我们分享的话，请你电邮、写信或者到我们良友电台的网站 www.liangyou.net 和我们分享。
If you are joining us for the first time,
如果你今日是第一次收听天路导向的话，
Today we begin the second half of the message from Psalm 16.
我们将要去讲到诗篇第十六篇的下半部分。
In the last message, we learned of the condition of our inheritance in Jesus Christ.
在上一讲里面，我们分享到在耶稣基督里面继承产业的条件。
Today we will look at the content and the culmination of our inheritance.
今日让我们一起来看看这份产业究竟有什么内容，有什么精髓呢？
Turn with me to Psalm 16.
如果你有圣经的话，请你翻开圣经旧约诗篇第十六篇，诗篇第十六篇。
And I want you to look particularly at verses 4, 5, and 6.
我特别想你去睇下第四节、第五节、第六节。
The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup.
耶和华系我嘅产业，亦都系我杯中里面应该有嗰个嘅份量。
When David wrote Psalm 16,
当大卫写诗篇第十六篇嘅时候
，He was a fugitive from King Saul.
佢当时正喺度被扫罗王喺度通缉紧。
King Saul was chasing David all over the countryside.
扫罗当时在全国的各地追捕着大卫。
When David was being chased by the king's henchmen,
当大卫是被扫罗王的军兵、军马去追杀的时候，
He was deprived of his earthly inheritance.
他在世界上面的产业所有都已经被剥夺了。
Each family that came out of slavery of Egypt into the promised land,
所有离开埃及为奴的地方进入上帝应许之地的家庭，
was given an inheritance by Joshua,
都从约书亚手上拿到一份的产业。
And that inheritance has passed from generation to generation.
但是很多的子孙将这份产业代代相传。
And it stayed in that particular tribe for generations.
所以有啲嘅其中一啲嘅产业咧，甚至系已经喺佢哋家族里面系存咗好多个世代啦。
David's portion of inheritance was in the fields and in the farms of Bethlehem.
大卫当时嘅产业就只有伯利恒里面一块嘅田地。
But here's something very important. I want you to listen to carefully.
但是在这里我想让你特别地留意。
As long as King Saul was on the throne,
随着这个的扫罗王留在宝座上面，
there was no hope that David would enjoy his inheritance.
大卫在那个时候他就再没有希望来享受他的产业了。
Even his parents became fugitives with him in the land of Moab.
甚至他的爸爸妈妈都跟他一样成为了逃犯，要走到去摩押人的地方。
But far from feeling sorry for himself,
但是大卫就没有丝毫的自怜。
Far from being filled with bitterness and hatred,
他没有苦毒，他没有仇恨。
David said, forget about my earthly inheritance.
大卫说，我已经将世界上面所有的产业抛诸脑后。
I have a far better one.
我有好多好过佢嘅嘢。
I have the Lord.
因为我有上帝。
So many Christians think I would rather have Jesus than silver and gold.
我哋好多时候都会唱我宁愿有耶稣胜于金钱。
I would rather be his than riches untold.
我宁属耶稣胜得财富无边。
And I wonder how many of us in truth really mean that.
但是我哋系咪真系宁愿有耶稣胜过金钱，宁愿有耶稣胜过财富无边？边个先至系真嘅呢
？We can sing that, but can we do it？
我哋可以咁样唱，但系我哋生命里面系咪可以咁样行呢
？Would we really walk out on silver and gold and riches untold？
如果前面有好多嘅钱，有好多嘅财富，我哋系咪真系放得低呢？
In Psalm 16, verse 6, David says,
在诗篇第十六篇第六节，大卫这样讲，
The line hath fallen to me in pleasant places.
用绳量给我的地界是坐落在佳美的地方。
When I was looking through this passage, I wanted to say some things to David.
当我以前读到这里的时候，我是很想跟大卫讲，
Be realistic, David.
大卫，现实啲啦。
You are a fugitive and have no home.
你呢个时候根本系无家可归嘅通缉犯。
You have a cave for shelter.
你只能够喺个洞穴里面去住。
You have a rock for a pillow.
你个枕头只系一嚿石头咋。
David, you have a stone for a bed.
大卫，你张床都系石头咋。
David, you are being hunted like a mad dog.
大卫，你根本就被人当癫狗咁样一路喺度追打。
David, you are a nobody.
大卫，你根本系一个无名之辈，你边个嚟啊
？Oh, but I know what David would say to me.
但系我知道大卫会点样去回应我。
You don't understand.
佢话你唔明啊。
The boundary lines have fallen to me in pleasant places.
用绳量俾我嘅地界系坐落喺佳美嘅地方。
Surely I have a delightful heritage.
我嘅产业实在系美好啊。
He would say to me, "You don't understand, my friend."
佢会同我讲话，朋友，你根本就唔明。
You are thinking like those who live by sight and not by faith.
你所谂嘅同嗰啲只系睇到眼前唔靠信心而活嘅人根本冇唔同。
He would say to me.This is the language of faith.
佢会同我讲，我讲紧嘅嘢系信心嘅言语。
And I live by faith, not by sight.
而我系靠信心而生活，而唔系靠住眼见嘅。
You want your comfort on earth?
你喜欢地上面嘅舒适。
But I am looking forward to my inheritance in heaven.
但系我所思念嘅，则系喺天上面嘅产业。
My listening friend, please listen to me very carefully.
亲爱的听众朋友，请你留意我要讲的嘢。
You might not like what I'm going to tell you.
或者我要同你讲的呢番说话，你唔中意听嘅。
So many Christians are discontented in life because they are blind to their godly inheritance.
有好多基督徒总系唔满意佢嘅生活现状，因为佢哋系睇唔到从上帝而嚟嘅嗰份产业。
They are restless because they are blinded to their eternal heritage.
佢哋焦躁不安，因为佢哋睇唔到嗰份永恒里面嘅产业。
The young generations have unrealistic expectations which make them frustrated and restless in life.
年轻人是充满了不现实的幻想，生活在烦躁和焦虑之中。
And it is because they do not focus on their inheritance in Christ.
这个是因为他们根本就没有定睛在耶稣基督的产业上面。
They look at each other and compare themselves with others.
他们喜欢互相去比较，互相去看看对方。
And they get depressed.
跟着让到自己意志消沉。
But David says, that's not me.
但是大卫说，我根本就不是这样。
Why, David? Why is that not you?
大卫点解呢？点解唔系你啊
？What makes you walk by faith, David？
究竟有乜嘢嘢能够让你系凭住信心而行呢
？What makes you walk in faith in tough times in your life？
有乜嘢嘢系能够让你靠住信心走过人生嘅低谷呢
？You know, my friend, it is easy to walk in faith when the sun is shining。
亲爱的朋友，在阳光明媚的时候，我们或者仍然可以凭信心而行。
But David was not there.
但是大卫却不在那里。
He was fighting for his life.
大卫在那个时候，他是为着自己的生存而拼搏。
What makes you walk in faith when things are blowing in your face?
当打击一件一件接踵而来的时候，究竟有什么东西能够让你凭着信心而行呢？
David would say, because I remember when I was a young man.
大卫会说，因为我还记得我小的时候。
A prophet named Samuel came to my father's house, the house of Jesse.
有一个叫做撒母耳的先知来到我的爸爸耶西的家里面。
And he had a horn with oil in his hand.
他手里面拿着一个盛满了膏油的羊角。
And he anointed me with oil.
他用油来膏抹我。
And he told me that God has a plan for my life.
他告诉我，上帝在我的生命里面有他的计划。
He told me that I have an inheritance that is incorruptible.
他告诉我，我所得到的产业是不会扭坏的。
He told me that I have an inheritance that cannot be stolen from me.
他说我所得到的产业是不会被人偷走的。
An inheritance that no one can take away.
是没有人能够夺去这一份产业。
An inheritance that no one can deprive me of.
没有人能够将这份产业从我手里面抢走。
An inheritance that no one can exclude me from.
没有人能够将我排除在这份产业之外。
An inheritance that can never, never be lost.
没有人能够让到我这份产业是失去的。
And no one is going to change that.
没有人能够改变我所讲的这些说话。
My listening friends, please listen to me very carefully.
亲爱的听众朋友，请你仔细地去留意。
Some of you may be going through your own private Gethsemane right now.
你们中间可能有些人正在经历你自己的客西马尼园。
Like David, you could say, back then I came to Jesus Christ.
好像大卫一样，这样你都可以说到我愿意回到耶稣基督面前。
And I surrendered to him.
我愿意接受他成为我的王。
And I received him as the Savior and the Lord of my life.
我愿意接受他成为我的救主和生命的主。
And he promised me eternal life.
因为他应许过要赐给我永远的生命。
And he promised me inheritance with him.
他应许过要赐给我属于上帝的事业。
And he told me that he has a plan for my life.
他亦都话俾我听，佢喺我嘅生命里面要有佢嘅计划。
And he promised me glory with him.
佢曾经应许过我要同佢一齐得着荣耀。
And he promised me to reign and rule with him.
佢亦都应许过我将要同佢一齐作王，要掌权。
No matter what I'm going through right now.
无论而家我情况几咁嘅差。
No matter how dark it might get,
无论前面的路几咁嘅暗。
No matter how difficult it may be,
无论我的处境是几咁嘅艰难。
No matter how tough it may appear to be,
无论我面对的环境是几咁嘅有挑战。
The boundaries have fallen for me in pleasant places.
但是上帝用绳要量俾我的地界仍然是坐落在佳美之处。
My friends, I know that we live so much by sight and not by faith.
各位亲爱的朋友，我明白我们总是更加相信自己的眼目，而不是靠着信心而活。
So much so that the unbelievers might struggle to distinguish between the way a believer lives and unbeliever lives.
因此那些不信的人就看不出究竟信徒和非信徒的生活方式有什么不一样。
And we wonder why we are not making an impact on our society and the world.
我经常都在想为什么我们不能够对社会对这个世界造成影响呢？
The condition of our inheritance?
我们看过了，原来我们得到产业的条件。
The content of our inheritance.
之后就是产业的内容。
Finally, the culmination of our inheritance.
最后就是这份产业的精髓。
Verses 7 to 11.
是记载在诗篇第16篇第7到11节的。
David is saying,
大卫在说的东西究竟是什么呢？
In this life, I'm guided by God.
原来他说在我的生命里面有上帝在带领我。
In this life, I'm gladdened by God, not by how much money I have.
在我的生命里面，我不是因为钱有多少而快乐，而是因为有上帝而喜悦。
David is saying, in eternity, I will inherit the universe.
大卫在说在永恒里面，整个宇宙都是我的产业。
In others, a prophecy here in verse 10 of Psalm 16.
你要知道，诗篇第十六篇第十节是一个预言。
It is a prophecy that is quoted in the New Testament by both Peter and Paul.
在新约里面曾经都被彼得和保罗引用过的。
It is a prophecy that is fulfilled in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个预言亦都因为主耶稣基督的复活而被应验了。
Listen to that prophecy now.
让我们一起来听下这句的预言，好吗？
You will not abandon me in the grave, nor will you let your Holy One.
因为你必定不会将我的灵魂撇在阴间，亦都不会叫你的圣者去扭坏。
That is reference to Jesus Christ.
这个是指着耶稣基督。
Because only Jesus Christ can be called the Holy One of God.
只有耶稣基督才能被称为圣者。
Listen to the rest of the prophecy.
让我们再来听下这个预言的下半部分。
Nor will you let your Holy One see decay.
他亦都不会叫你的圣者见到扭坏。
That is why Jesus Christ rose from the dead.
这个就是为什么耶稣基督能够从死里复活。
And he's the only one who ever did.
他亦都是唯一能够做到这一点的一位。
The entire New Testament affirms that our own resurrection is sure because of Jesus' resurrection.
整本新约为我们提供了一个确据，就是因为耶稣基督复活，我们每一个人都要复活。
Because of Jesus' resurrection, I shall never die.
因为耶稣基督的复活，所以我是永远不会牺牲。
And if you ever hear that I have died, don't believe it.
如果你曾经听到有人说我已经死了，请你不要信。
I will be more living than I ever lived before.
我反而是会比以前更加有活力。
Because of Jesus' resurrection, I shall live with him forever.
因为耶稣基督的复活，我将要永远和他一起活着。
Because of Jesus' resurrection, I shall rule and reign in the universe with him.
因为耶稣基督的复活，我将要同他一起来掌管整个宇宙。
Because of Jesus' resurrection, I shall share in the inheritance of Jesus.
因为耶稣基督的复活，我就将要在耶稣基督的产业里面有份。
And how much is that inheritance?
究竟耶稣基督留给我们的产业有多少呢？
Is it measured in the millions?
是不是用百万来计数呢？
No.
不是的，并不是用百万来计数。
Is it measured in the billions?
是不是用十亿来计数呢？
No.
不是的，上帝的产业怎会这么少啊？
Is it measured in the trillions?
那究竟是不是用万亿来计数呢？
No.
不是的，哪里指这么少啊？
No, and a million no.
就算万万亿啊，都唔止咁少啊。
It is measured in the billions of galaxies that my Father in heaven owns.
是我们的天父在天上面所有的产业是要用亿亿万万的星河来计数的。
The whole earth is not even a drop in all the oceans in comparison to my heavenly Father's inheritance.
跟我上帝所相比拥有的产业来计，地球只不过是沧海一粟而已。
Now I want you to look at verse 11 of Psalm 16.
现在想跟你一起去看一下诗篇第16篇第11节。
At your presence there is fullness of joy, and at your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
我们要看到在上帝的面前里面是要有满足的喜乐，在上帝的右手里面是要有永远的福乐。
Let me tell you something from history.
让我告诉你第一世纪的一个的历史上的事实。
In the first century Rome,
在第一世纪的罗马里面，
There was an inheritance custom for fathers and sons.
在爸爸和仔中间有一个继承产业的传统。
When the son becomes of a legal age,
当个仔去到法定的年纪的时候，
his father would take him to the forum.
个爸爸就会带到去他去一个大广场那里。
And the father stands next to the son on the platform in the forum.
在广场的中间，爸爸会站在个仔旁边。
And the father would say to the citizens of the city,
作为爸爸的就会对着城里面所有的公民去讲了。
This is my son.
他就是我的仔。
He has now come of age.
他已经到了法定的年龄了。
He inherits my name.
他会继承我的名字。
He inherits my possessions.
他会继承我的财产。
He inherits my property.
他会继承我的物业。
He inherits my social status.
他会继承我的社会地位。
Then he would take off the boy's youthful toga.
然后他就要除了个仔那件少年人的外袍。
And then he would put on him toga virilis, or the coat of a man.
再为他着上一件叫 toga virilis 的标志着成年的长袍。
From that moment on, it is known throughout the city.
在那个时候开始，全座城的人都知。
That all of the father is and has belongs to the son.
那个爸爸所拥有的一切都归到去他的仔的名下。
Now, my beloved friends, I want to tell you something important.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，在现在我想跟你讲一个很重要的信息。
When you have surrendered your life to Jesus Christ,
当你将你的生命交托给耶稣基督的时候，
When you walk in righteousness with him,
当你在公义里面同上主同行的时候，
God the Father says,
天父上帝就会讲了，
All that is Jesus's is yours.
所有属于耶稣基督的东西都属于你了。
All that Jesus has is yours.
耶稣有的东西所有都给了你。
All that Jesus inherits is your inheritance.
耶稣所继承的所有产业都成为你的产业了。
All that Jesus accomplished is your accomplishment.
耶稣所成就的一切都是你所承受的一切。
All of Jesus' righteousness is your righteousness.
我们发现原来在耶稣的公义亦都是算做你的公义。
All of Jesus' authority is your authority.
我们发现是耶稣的权柄都成为你的权柄。
All that belongs to Jesus belongs to you.
总之属于耶稣的一切都是属于你的了。
But more than that,
但是多过这样。
The day is coming when the Lord Jesus Christ will stand on the platform of the forum of the universe.
我们发现当那个时候主耶稣基督就要站在宇宙的大广场中间。
And he will take off my human body and clothe me with a heavenly body.
他会除了我的肉体帮我换上属天的身体。
And he will declare that you are joint heir with him of all things.
他会宣布你和他一起继承并且享有一切。
This is the inheritance, my friend, that is worth singing about.
这个就是一个是值得我们一起去欢呼歌唱的产业。
This is the inheritance that is worth waiting for.
这个是一份值得你期待等待的产业。
This is the inheritance that is worth the name.
这个是一份名副其实的产业。
Do you have it?
不知道你有没有呢？
Do you have that inheritance today?
不知道你今日有没有这份的产业呢？
If you don't have it, you can.
如果你还没有的话，你都可以拥有到的。
You can come to Jesus today.
你今日就能够去到耶稣基督面前。
And receive him as the savior of your soul.
接受他成为你灵魂的救主。
And the Lord of your life.
接受他成为你生命的主宰。
And you can be assured of that inheritance.
你就可以确实咁样得到呢一份产业啦。
Not because I said so.
唔系因为我咁样讲。
But because the word of God said so.
而系因为我哋上帝嘅应许系咁样样。
If you want to pray with me this prayer, please join with me now.
如果你想同我一齐祈祷嘅话，请你系而家就同我一齐去祷告。
Father, it is in the name of Jesus that we come to you.
天父，我们因为你的名，我们一起要来到你的面前。
We are overwhelmed.
我们都是非常之惶恐。
Unable to even comprehend the incredible inheritance that we have in you.
我们发现我们做的一切啊都不能够领会到在你里面我们所拥有那份难以置信的基业。
Father, there may be someone listening who has never understood what it is to surrender to you.
我们中间可能有些听众朋友仍然未明白什么叫做向你降服。
And they may not understand what it is to be co-heirs with Christ.
他们也都未明白什么叫做同基督一起承受产业。
Please help me to understand.
求你帮助我们去明白。
Please help me to understand what it is to be an inheritor with Christ.
帮我明白什么叫做和基督一起成为你产业的继承者。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督名求。
Amen.
阿们。
There may be someone who's listening to us today.
可能今天有些听众朋友在我们当中。
Who does not understand what it means to be co-heir with Christ.
还未明白什么叫做同基督一起承受产业。
We hope that you would write to us so we can help you along the way.
如果你仍然未明白，请你快点写信来，让我们可以去帮你。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿上帝大大赐福给你，我们下次天路道向再会。